worse than that. Well, thank you, everyone. And I encourage everyone to just stand up a little bit, because we've been sitting for a half an hour, and our brains have a tendency to shut off. And I want you to hear what I'm going to say. So I do teach first semester MPH students, a big class, and they all glaze over when I stand up and talk. So my area is, I'm going to talk about physical activity policies related to community, and I'll talk about a study that I recently conducted looking at state-level legislation related to physical activity. Just like several other people, no relationships to disclose here. So as you know, or may not know, the states have lots of power related to health and physical education, and they share some of this power with the federal government. And if you can think back to your government days in high school, there was an amendment that gave lots of power to the states, so devolution of power. So now the states, because of that piece of the Constitution, have much more power. And it stated all powers not delegated to the U.S. government are retained by the states. So these include education. This is why there are different rules about physical education in almost every state, because we're all very different. Public safety, public health, again, very important to us. Transportation, infrastructure. But it's important to know that many of these programs receive federal dollars. So it's that combination of federal input and then state laws related to how those federal funds might be spent, keeping in the criteria of what is set by the federal government. So these are some examples of state-level policies that can impact physical activity related to communities and schools. So physical education requirements can be set by states. Again, there's an implementation issue that I'll talk about in a little bit, but there can be a state law set in place to define what type of physical education is taught in schools. Things like zoning, how fast are speed limits, are there traffic abatement, school zones, those type of things, can be generally set by the state, but more at a local level. Things related to zoning around playgrounds, parks, trails. This is actually one of the trails that we studied in Seattle. Is anyone from Seattle? So this is a trail that runs along some power wires that they had to do some zoning law changes in order to get that trail there. So it's a state level policy, often federally funded, but at a local context. So you can see how complicated this can get. So the project that I worked on, we named SCOPE. We love acronyms in public health. So this is the State Childhood Obesity Policy Evaluation. We had a really good letters to work with to start. Often it's very difficult to come up with a good acronym. But what we did is we quantitatively described the predictors of enactment of state legislation on childhood obesity prevention. So we looked at 26 different categories of state legislation for over a 7-year period. Every bill, it's lots and lots of reading of lots and lots of laws, and I drank lots and lots of coffee in order to get through those bills. So we took those 26 categories, and what I'll present to you today is just about the physical activity categories. Because yes, we did soda taxes and things related to nutrition, but I wanted to separate it out just for the physical activity legislation. So we used an online legislative database to collect bills from 2006 to 2012. We worked with reference attorneys, and they helped us define our search terms, and it's not an easy process. So for instance, one of our categories was trails. Well, there happened to be a legislator with the last name of Trails, so anything that he put forth came up in our search, which was irrelevant. So it was going through hundreds and thousands of different pieces of legislation. We coded these bills. We developed a coding tool that looked at bill level characteristics. What was the content? What type of category was in each of the bills? Who introduced the bill? What party were they? And then we looked at different state characteristics related to that. So we looked at bill language. I think in the New York presentation that word required versus recommended is a big thing. So we read the bills to include the strength of the bill language. Our outcome variable of interest was bill enactment status, and although there's probably 6 or 7 categories or maybe even more of enactment status, we just dichotomized it. Either it was enacted or not. Whether or not that that was the best way to do it for this particular study. As I mentioned, we look at bill level characteristics, so content, who introduced it, was it a committee, and then state level characteristics. What kind of state level characteristics would potentially influence enactment of these physical activity bills? So the state characteristics, and we looked at past studies, we looked at the literature to try to come up with a list of things that might be related. So present non-white population, the Gini index, or income inequality by state, high school non-completion rate, both child and adult obesity rates, physical activity prevalence, type of legislature, so is it a citizen legislature, is it a professional legislature, presence of term limits. This is something that we found in a previous study that was related to enactment, so we kept that in there. And we also looked at party of governor and chambers, and we looked at that for each. If it changed during our six-year study period, we made note of that. These are our categories of bill topics for physical activity: trails, streets, parks, bike ped safety, public transportation, PE, by the way, don't Google PE, use the whole word, physical education, active transportation to and from school, before and after school physical activity, after school recreation and sports, and then school physical activity. Those were our categories and the definitions that we used. Because we had several people coding these bills, we wanted to make sure everybody was using the same language for consistency. So this is a table of basic results. So because a bill could have more than one topic, this does not add up to the exact number of bills that we looked at, because many had more than one topic. So the number one, the top were trails, parks, PE was the top, and public transportation. So in the first column are the number of times that it was coded, and the second is the number of bills that were enacted and the percentage of bills that were enacted. So you can see that 41% of the bills that were related to trails were enacted during this study period. So the first part of our analyses were these bivariate statistics. So we wanted to see what characteristics related individually to enactment, and then we took them, and the ones that were significant, pulled them into the multi-level model. So just by frequency, more bills were introduced in the House versus the Senate, but enactment rates were very similar, so even though more bills were introduced during that period. More bills were introduced by Democrats, but percentage of enactment was higher for bills with Republican primary sponsorship, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Bills with bipartisan sponsorship had higher enactment rates, and that's something that we found previously, that you have to have people from both sides of the aisle in support of what you're doing. And bills with exact amounts of funding listed had higher enactment. And so you think that it has gone that far in introducing a bill and being very specific, those bills were more likely to be enacted. So sorry, this is kind of small, but this is the result of our multi-level model. So after the bivariate analysis, there were only two PA topics that came to light: trails and public transportation. And if you think about the period of our study, 2006-2012, there was a little thing called a recession in there, and some funding put forth for infrastructure, and states got a lot of money to develop their infrastructure as a way of increasing their economies. So that's potentially why these two topics came to light. So bills with trails were two times more likely to be enacted than bills without trails. And the same for public transportation. If there was public transportation listed as a bill topic, it was about 1.5 times more likely to be enacted than those bills without public transportation. And if you just look down the list here, you can see that, just as I mentioned before, if it was Republican sponsorship, it was about 1.5 times as likely to be enacted. And then bipartisan sponsorship was also increased the chance of enactment. When we looked at appropriations, we compared with a bill that had no funding mentioned, and if a bill mentioned funding but really not an exact amount, it was still more likely to be enacted, and a specific amount, it was almost twice as likely to be enacted during our study period. Not surprisingly, bills that have stronger language, like require, were less likely to be enacted during our study period. And if you think about the types of legislatures, we compare to professional legislature and the other two categories of intermediate and citizen, if the state had the, if the states had those type of legislatures, they were less likely to be enacted. So, you know, as physical activity researchers, I think that we're all pretty optimistic and we see the glasses half full, just like 30% in the New York presentation was viewed as, I was very enthusiastic to see that. So in looking at over the past 6 years, well, now this is even further away, just the amount of bills that were related to physical activity. And at the beginning of many state bills, they have a big preamble. There was a lot of evidence in that preamble related to physical activity and how important it is. So it was encouraging. Things like politics, budget, bill topic, and other state contexts can impact enactment rates, making the interpretation really complicated. So think about, again, think about the period that we did this study in. Who were the majority parties in most states? And it makes these interpretation of findings really difficult. And you have to think about these contexts and political environment. And even though there was really no increase in physical education enactment over our study period, the fact that it didn't decrease is encouraging. Again, that's that half full in me. Yay, go team. Okay, it didn't increase, but it didn't decrease, so that's good. And that is a really trying time. Think about that. 2008 is a really trying time. Bills related to public transportation and trails were more likely to be enacted, and I think it has to do with a lot of the funding and what was happening nationally during the time of our study. And then bipartisan sponsorship is so important, but it's often difficult when you live in a state that is majority one party and they don't talk to each other. So research recommendations. Again, comparing across states is often difficult because of that contextual component. One of the things that we have to think about is there's a lag time. Even though a bill is enacted that maybe requires PE minutes or something, often it doesn't really start for another year or two according to what was enacted in the bill. So we want immediate results. We want outcomes. We have to think about that and consider that lag in time before we try to study and then come up with no findings because it really even hasn't taken place yet. And then really look at bills for potential impact. What combinations of things will increase physical activity in communities? Is it having more funding for trails? Is it having more funding for safe routes to school programs? And how do they converge to increase an impact? I always show this. So I'm from Missouri. Not from Missouri, but I live in Missouri. And this is a bill that we saw. It was introduced every single year of our study. We have an exercise. We have a state exercise. It's the jumping jack. Thank you to the state legislation that was just passed in 2014. Don't laugh. Anybody from Maryland? Maryland exercises walking. They have a piece of state legislation that walking is their exercise. So what does this bill do? Yes, it's related to physical activity, but unless it requires every citizen of the state of Missouri to do jumping jacks for 30 minutes a day or five times a week, it really does nothing. That was one of the examples of the bill. So I did try to find some entertainment in all these bills that I was writing. And then advocacy recommendations, we really need to tailor to these partisan ideologies. We hear, Missouri personal responsibility, physical activity and personal responsibility. Well, how can we frame it to be related to the economy or like Dan's work related to defense or something? How can we frame that message where we get what we want but getting them to see it in a different light where they would support it? We frame physical activity legislation topics to impact economy. That's something that we see a lot in speaking with state legislators. Economy is huge. And so relating it to how it could save the state money or increase something would be a good way to frame it. And that's it.